we begin this edition of Ozarks with a story from Boone County. Last week, the State Aeronautics Commission approved a $450,000 grant to fund 80% of two projects at the Boone County Regional Airport. Airport Manager Judy McCutcheon was pleased when she received the news.
We were elated. It was a kind of a unique project that's normally not funded unless you have secured hangar leases to start with, but we were completely out of apron asphalt, nowhere to expand, so they kind of understood that with our presentation, and it's something we've been planning and working on for a couple of years, and it finally became fruition to get this completed to where we can build the asphalt and taxiway and everything to where we can get future development. We've got about 100 acres in one area that's just waiting to be developed, but we just never had the funds to be able to bring asphalt up to that area. So we're real excited about what the prospects are and what we can, you know, get here in the future once we get this down.
Now, you mentioned the apron, and is there another project that this will also help as well?
Yes, we'll be tearing out the our FBO, Fixed Based Operators parking lot. That hasn't had any attention probably since it's been laid probably 40 years ago. It's just crumbling, and we're going to tear all of it out and redo the parking lot. Our rental car company will be very happy about that because these people fly in and rent a car and bottom out in the potholes.
How big is the airport currently, and about how many people do you serve?
We have a commercial airline, Seaport Airlines, that has, they do five flights out of Harrison every day to Dallas and Kansas City and Memphis. And then, we have a corporate and general aviation. So we, average takeoff and landings out of here is, normally in the winter months around 100 a month, and in the summer months about 300 a month. You know, as we're so close to Branson, we get the tourism, a lot of that.
Now, you mentioned that on one of the projects it's probably hasn't been touched in about 40 years. Is there an average amount of time that you should be updating these things? Because I'm sure, the asphalt wears out after a time. Is there a certain amount of...
Right. This is, automobile parking lot on the outside of the fence, and we've pretty much focused. We don't have a lot of revenue here, so all of our focus is always on maintaining our runway, taxiway, and the main terminal ramps. So we just completed a project on the terminal apron overlay, just did it this summer. So all of our funds pretty much stay with those priorities in mind. This is the first time, and I don't know when, that we've actually done something besides just that.
Now, I was reading that with this grant, it also comes with you need a local match for this.
Right.
And how are you going to do that?
We have a North Arkansas Community College here, and their heavy equipment class is going to provide the in-kind services for us. Basically, what they'll be doing is, moving all the dirt for our new ramp and taxiway area and getting all that leveled off.
Now, did you contact them, or did they offer their services to you?
We contacted them about a year ago when we first started discussing this project and got them on board. They were pretty excited to help. It was a good opportunity for their students and a good project for the community.
Have the students ever been able to come out before and help with things out there?
Yes, they actually did a project for us when we built some new hangars about 5 years ago, and they did the access road to get up to the hangars. So they did that project with in-kind services for us.
And when will you be able to start work on these two projects?
The college will start when they get back from the break, sometime in early January, and do all the site work and grading. And then once they get close to completion, we'll advertise for a bid for a contractor to actually do that asphalt and reconstruction of the FBO parking lot. And we expect to be able to bid that out in March.
Do you have a deadline for when you need to have these things completed?
Yes, we want to have it all completed by June 30th.
Any particular reason for that date?
That's just the end of the fiscal year with the State Aeronautics Department, and they prefer, if we can, to get it done by then. So no rain.
Yes, no rain. Fingers crossed.
So we're kind of pushed for time, but I really think we can meet the deadline unless we have some crazy, winter or spring.
Well, hopefully things will be tame so it works out for you
there
guys.
You go.
So what do you think that being able to finally fix these things and update these things about the airport, what will that do for the airport? What will this mean for you?
Well, the new ramp addition will be the biggest thing for us because, we don't we're wanting like an avionics shop or mechanic, you know, hangar or something. And we had no place to put anything to recruit any business to our airport. And then we have, you know, individual tenants. We've got two right now that are wanting to build a hangar. And, you know, when you told them that they had to pay for the asphalt and pay for the hangar because we had no funds, then, you know, they walk out the door and go to Branson and another airport to do something. But we've got two kind of committed right now that are going to be building hangars up there. So it'll bring additional revenue to us because we don't get any county or city funds, you know, like a lot of the airports do. We're just solely on the revenue we produce here from our airline and car rental and stuff. And, you know, in the past we've never been able to do, you know, this big of a state grant because with state grants you've got to, you know, you get two reimbursements at 50% completion and 100% completion. But so we never had the funds at the airport to carry such a big project financially until we could get that 50% back or the 100% back. It was just not possible for us to be able to do that. And we, after about four different meetings with our local quorum court, we convinced them to carry the funds for us, you know, and then get reimbursed at the 50% and 100% completion, and you know, because that was the only way it could be done. And it took a big effort to get that accomplished, and that's probably one of the first times that's ever happened. So, you know, if this is truly a community project that we've been dying for years, for everybody to team up and work together to improve our airport. So I'm pretty excited about it.
More information about the airport is available at BooneCountyAirport.com.